Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about forward-looking hindsight.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've got some things that have come up in repeated investors' situations where they regret and feel they wish if they could unring the bell, they would, but they haven't because they can't. For example, paying too much for a property and assuming that they can have rents continue to rise in the overall market to recover that purchase price.
And that's an interesting situation because, unfortunately, that's true. It does justify maybe paying a little too much in order to be the owner. Look at it this way. With a negotiation, there's three people that are wanting to buy the property. Each of them make an offer. And the broker who has the listing on the property may say, hey, guys, I don't know which one to choose. You're all qualified. Let's do a best and final. I've done that before. And they literally make one more offer. And the winner is the winner, period. Now, that's assuming that all three buyers were financially qualified at equal capacity and so forth. But it's interesting that even though the winner of that thing is maybe paying more than what the other two were paying, does that mean he overpaid for the property? Not necessarily, because in the past, rents have escalated at a very rapid rate. We even have rent control because it was an emergency situation. He is the winner in a situation where rents will increase and continue to increase to justify what he paid for the property.
If, in fact, it is going to continue to increase.
Right.
Some markets do soften, ours hasn't recently. Let's talk a little bit about buying more value-added properties, that is, the potential property that could have an upside if you did a lot of deferred maintenance after you take ownership. So kind of an as-is purchase of investment property. Seems like a red flag to me.
Well, it's an interesting situation. If you buy a property that is in bad need of repair, and you are the winner, and you now own it, and there are tenants, I'm assuming, paying rent, now you have to ask yourself the question, how far do I go in upgrading this thing? Do I put the improvements on the inside where the tenants get to benefit from the increased
improved lifestyle.
Improved lifestyle. I lost my tongue there for a second. Or do I put it on the outside to cure the dry rot potentially? It'll always be justified on the inside rather than the outside. This is the way it is.
And deferred maintenance is often more expensive than you anticipate. So I make sure you understand what you're going to take on that's deferred before you own that property. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.